Bible reading number 194, Isaiah 65, verses 13 through 25, the Messianic Age. So this is what the Lord Yahweh said, "Behold, my servants will eat, but you evil people will go hungry. Behold, my servants will drink, but you evil people will be thirsty. Behold, my servants will be happy, but you evil people will be shamed. Behold, my servants will sing out because of the joy of their hearts, but you evil people will cry out from anguish of heart. You will wail because your spirits will be broken. Your names will be like curses to my servants, and the Lord Yahweh will put you to death. However, he will call his servants by a different name. People in the land who ask for blessings will ask for them from the faithful God. People in the land who make a promise will vow in the name of the faithful God. Why? Because the troubles of the past will be forgotten. I will make those troubles go away." The overflowing blessings in the Messianic Age. "Look, I will make new heavens and a new earth, and people will not remember the past. They will not think about such things. My people will be very happy forever because of the things I will make. Look, I will make a happy Jerusalem, and I will make her people joyous. Then I will be happy about Jerusalem. I will rejoice concerning my people. Never again will there be heard the sounds of weeping and crying in that city. Never again will there be a baby from that city that lives only a few days. Indeed, there will never be an older person who doesn't live a long life. A person who dies at 100 years of age will be called young, and the person who dies before he is 100 will be thought of as a sinner. In that city, a person who builds a house will live there. The person who plants vineyards will get to eat the grapes. No more will one person build a house, but somebody else lives in it. One person won't plant a garden, but someone else eats its fruit. My people will live a long time, just as trees live a long time. My chosen ones will grow old there and enjoy the things they make. People will never again work for nothing. Never again will they give birth to children that die very young. All of my people will be blessed by Yahweh. My people and their children will be blessed by God. I will provide for their needs before they ask. I will help them while they are still asking for help. Wolves and lambs will eat together in peace. Lions will eat hay, as the ox does. A snake on the ground will not hurt anyone. These animals will not harm or destroy each other on all my holy mountain," says Yahweh.